Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. I'm your host, Shiraz Agha. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very noble tradition which has been narrated from Imam Ali alayhi salam regarding moderation in worship. A lot of times people go to extremes in their ibadat and their worship of God, to the extent that it disrupts their other lawful and perhaps necessary and obligatory activities. So moderation in worship is something necessary. It's been narrated in a very famous tradition from the Holy Prophet. The Prophet said that, a servant of Allah should divide his day and his time into three sections. It's a very famous tradition. A part of that is the time where that belongs to the person himself, Part of it is the time that it belongs to the person himself, meaning he should attend to his own affairs. Only one third of that should be devoted to worship and his conversation with God Almighty. In any case, let's look at this beautiful tradition and see how we can benefit from it. Imam Ali alayhi salam has been narrated to have said, "Cajole your soul tactfully to worship. And be gentle with it, and do not force it." Meaning, you should accustom your soul to the worship of God, but at the same time, be careful, be gentle with it. Do not force it to worship. Make allowances for both its weariness and its activity. Meaning, take both of them into consideration. If it becomes tired, forego the worship. Of course, obviously, in the case where the worship is recommended. In the case where it's obligatory, obviously, even if one is weary, one has to fulfill it and take it to its end. Except, here again, Imam Ali, he alludes to this, except for the daily obligations that are incumbent upon it, for it must fulfill them and undertake them at their prescribed times. But in the case where the act of worship is something recommended and the person feels weary and does not wish to perform the act of worship, he should forego it once he becomes weary with it. And, it's been in one of the famous books of spiritual etiquettes, the 40 hadiths of the famous scholar Imam Khomeini, may God's mercy be upon him. He alludes to this and points to this and says that, this is actually detrimental to a person's spiritual progress if, the person performs various acts of recommended acts of worship in a state where he doesn't want to. It might lead to this person eventually foregoing worship altogether because he becomes tired of it. A lot of spiritual teachers say that this is something very dangerous. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at moderation and worship. Inshallah, until next time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Oh Lord, here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more.